Among those closely following events in Tunisia is Nadia, who works in tourism in Cairo and is well aware of the riches the region has to offer. But she adds Arab countries also have many other unfortunate things in common.
For instance, political tension, there is a high rate of unemployment, absence of freedom of expression as people live under dictatorship for long years. We have in Egypt, for example, a large number of people live below poverty guideline. And for the first time, we hear about this young man burning himself in front of the parliament.
That act of self-immolation in Cairo, an echo of Mohamed Bouazizi's protest suicide that began the revolution in Tunisia, has also been repeated in Mauritania and Algeria. The translation of despair to action and the resulting fall of the Tunisian president has provoked other public protests, so far relatively small, across the region. American University in Cairo professor Saeed Sadek says the events can only embolden the opposition in all Arab countries.
The importance of giving hope that they can lead the change, can cause the change, is very important. But it would not have to be in the same scenario, in the same detail. History does not repeat itself with the same details.
Tunisia is in many ways an exception in the Arab world, with a solid middle class fueled by an economy not tied to oil production, a high level of education, and more equal rights between men and women. Amr Hamzawi of the Carnegie Middle East Center in Beirut says even the corruption of Tunisia's former president differed in scale and in nature from other leaders in the region, with it mainly confined to the president's family.
In Egypt, of course, there is corruption, but this corruption benefits a wide segment of the population. It's not only 6 or 7 people, it's maybe 6, 7, or maybe 10%. And the same goes for Morocco and Algeria.
Among those who enjoy the spoils of the regimes are often the security forces. Hamzawi says that was not the case in Tunisia, where the army was largely outside the political sphere and balked at putting down the popular uprising. Even so, the military-backed regimes appear to be taking notice. AUC Sadek points out Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, who he calls the doyen of the Arab tyrants, was the first to reject what happened there. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak took a different tack Wednesday at an economic summit of Arab leaders, calling for investment in the region's youth, who he pointedly called the most precious of all our resources.
ستظل قضية التشغيل وإتاحة فرص العمل واحدة من أهم ما نواجهه من تحديات.
He said that employment is a major priority, as is education, economic growth, and social and human development. Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa addressed the issue head-on, warning those gathered in Sharm el-Sheikh that the Arab soul is broken, adding, the Tunisian revolution is not far from us. Saeed Sadek.
The regimes in the Middle East are trying to learn the mistakes and trying to cool the tense situation by avoiding any more provocation, like human rights violation, rising prices, things like that. And so that might be a way to postpone the upcoming or inevitable social, economic, political revolution, but cannot abort it.
Sadek says the only way to truly avoid upheaval is to start political reform, something lacking in virtually every country in the region, where rulers have stayed in power long after any vision they might once have had for their countries died out. The Carnegie Center's Amr Hamzawi says, in the broadest sense, the events in Tunisia unfolded much as they did in other parts of the world, from Eastern Europe to Latin America and several Asian nations. The Arab world, he says, is not immune to democracy.
It's a confirmation that we are not an exception to humanity. Arabs wish to see accountable governments, wish to see better power distribution, wish to see checks and balances, they don't like authoritarianism. And he acted in that spirit in Tunisia.
Hamzawi says each country has a tipping point, but when it would be and how it would play out is anyone's guess. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.